Hello, Zagros. Thank you very much for joining me in this podcast. Our talk is rather urgent because so much is happening in Kurdistan and in Turkey. Last month, Turkey started new operations against the PKK under the codename Clawlock. They tried to take important areas from the guerrillas like Zap, Afashin and Metina. The guerrilla fighters are waging a resistance. Turkey's defense minister Hulusi Akar said the first phase of Clawlock was completed without giving any details. From a distance, it's very hard to see what is exactly going on. How is the resistance against the army going?
The Turkish army has started an all-out war against the Kurds, against the Kurdish gangs. And the Kurdistan Freedom Guerrillas are putting up a heroic resistance against the invading Turkish army in the areas of Zap and Avashin. Starting from the 17th of April, the Turkish army has bombed via fighter jets those areas for nearly 500 times. Also, we can add thousands of artillery and howitzer fires to these areas. The drones are hovering over the area. The armed drones and reconnaissance drones are hovering over the area for around the clock, 7:24. And also helicopter gunships are shelling the area. Turkey is using the most sophisticated technology in order to be able to invade, to enter those areas. The Kurdistan Freedom Guerrillas are putting up a heroic resistance against these forces. This resistance is continuing in the war tunnels. It is continuing in the form of mobile guerrilla teams, and until now they have been inflicting heavy losses on the invading Turkish army. Despite the claims of the Turkish defense minister that they have been able to control some of the caves, they are sheer lie. They have not been able to control any cave and any position of the guerrillas. It's true that in some places they may have landed some troops, but the guerrillas are there. There is no withdrawal from the guerrilla forces. The guerrillas are there and fighting with the invading Turkish army.
Okay, you say the resistance is successful and the guerrilla fighters have adjusted their methods. Could you elaborate on that some more? What makes it difficult for me is that it's so hard to verify. From what I notice as a journalist, is that hardly any journalists from outside the Kurdish movement have reported from anywhere in the mountains. The PKK senior commanders haven't given any interviews to foreign media for years. The last time I met Cemil Bayık was in 2017. The armed drones make the mountains almost impossible to visit for outsiders. How does this match with your assessment that the resistance is going well?
In its operations of invasion, occupation and demographic change against the Kurdish land, both in Iraq, Syria and Turkey, the Turkish army has been highly dependent on drone technology. In fact, we have 15 years of experience according to this new context of warfare with the introduction of drone technology. From 2007 on, after the George W. Bush's meeting with Turkish President Erdogan, the United States provided the Turkish army with the drone technology. At first, it was the United States drones that were hovering over the media defense regions and providing the Turkish army with hot data. But particularly after 2018, the drones manufactured in Turkey started to hover over the media defense regions, and also they were used deep inside North Kurdistan. And we have witnessed an increase both in intensity and extents in the activity of the drones. We may not have the sophisticated technology to hit and down those drones which are hovering over the areas, but through 15 years of experience, we have developed measures to foil the effect of those drones. And as you have witnessed, all the guerrilla actions are taking place in the context of this new technology, this new drone technology. I mean, guerrilla forces are making actions against the Turkish invading army under the surveillance of these drones, but the drones are unable to see them and to hit them in most of the times. So the guerrilla warfare is based on flexibility and adaptability to the new situations, and Kurdistan Freedom Guerrillas have been adept in developing these abilities. So according to the new developments in war technology, the Kurdish Freedom Movement started to develop a new doctrine, a new paradigm of guerrilla warfare. We call it the guerrilla of democratic modernity. It means the re-evaluation of guerrilla warfare and the restructuring of guerrilla forces into new forms of tactics, of movement, of action.
What does Turkey aim to achieve with Klawlok? Are Turkey's goals only related to PKK, you think, or to the Kurdistan regional government as well?
As in the last operations, this new operation is totally related to the Turkish state's 100 years old policy of denial and annihilation against the Kurdish people, and its intolerance towards any Kurdish gains anywhere in the world. Particularly, the main aim of the last operation is to eliminate the Kurdish political gains in South Kurdistan and to take control of what was once called the Mosul Governorate, which maps onto all northern Iraq. Turkey and Erdogan follow an irredentist neo-Ottoman policy of taking control of Mosul and looting all the underground resources of this governorate, and to eliminate the Kurdish gains here. So the PKK understand this policy of Turkey, and the struggle of the PKK is to put up a resistance against this policy and to protect the identity and the existence and the rights of the Kurdish people and other peoples in the Middle East against this new Ottoman and irredentist policy of the Turkish state. The PKK resists against the genocidal campaign of the Turkish state against the Kurds. And Turkey knows that unless it eliminates the PKK, it will not be able to claim authority over Mosul and Kirkuk. Unless it eliminates the PKK, it will not be able to eliminate the Kurdish gains in South Kurdistan and in other parts of Kurdistan too. That's why they have placed the main focus of this operation on the PKK. And now PKK is in the forefront of resistance against this new Ottoman and irredentist policy of Erdogan.
The Peshmerga of the KDP, Kurdistan Democratic Party, are cooperating with the Turkish army in the operations against the PKK, but only, it says, to protect civilians. We all know that the Peshmerga are actively supporting Turkey with intelligence, transport, with setting up camps and more. Are you afraid of direct fighting between the KDP Peshmerga and the PKK?
The main aim of KDP's cooperation and collaboration with the Turkish army is not to protect the civilians, but vice versa. It is to protect the Turkish soldiers from being protested by the civilians and from being targeted by the guerrilla forces. As you know, back in 2018, there was a military operation against the same areas by the fascist Turkish state, but the people of Ahmadiyya, of Dereluk, of Bamerni, they protested the Turkish state and didn't allow the tanks to enter the Zarp region. Now the KDP and the Turkish army are afraid of the protest of the Kurdish civilians against this operation. That's why KDP provides cover for the transportation and deployment of Turkish soldiers. Turkish soldiers wear KDP's official military fatigue when they want to move from one other, from one place to the other, and also they are being deployed in the KDP's official military cars. So this is a measure of providing coverage and camouflage to the Turkish soldiers. Also, the KDP forces have enforced and placed embargo on all the guerrilla areas. They try to hinder the movement of the guerrilla forces from one area to the other, and they provide the Turkish army with highly sensitive intelligence, and they provide the Turkish drones with this let's say information. They fully cooperate with the Turkish army, and now we are on the last limits on our tolerance. Everybody, particularly KDP, has to know that our tolerance has limits. And if such thing happens, let's say a fight between KDP forces and guerrilla, we cannot define it as an intra-Kurdish fight. We have to define it as a fight between the fascist Turkish army and the Kurds. So everybody has to specify in which front he or she wants to take place, either on the front of the Turkish fascist state and its army of invasion and occupation and genocide, or on the front of the Kurds and the Kurds' resistance for their legitimate rights and for their existence.
Okay, we can criticize the KDP for its cooperation with Turkey, but on the other hand, it's fully dependent on Turkey for its economic and political survival. The Kurdistan regional government is just not strong enough to stand up to Turkey. Or do you see this differently? How can KDP break its dependency on Turkey, if at all?
Exactly, we see it quite differently. It is not the KRG and South Kurdistan which depends on Turkey for economic and political survival. Quite the contrary, it is Turkey which depends on South Kurdistan for economic and political survival. As you know, the Turkish economy is in ruins. Turkish lira is in free fall. And let's say there is a high inflation in Turkey. So Turkey is highly dependent on making trade with South Kurdistan. There are a lot of Turkish companies, thousands of Turkish companies operating in South Kurdistan. Turkey is looting the oil of South Kurdistan. So it is Turkey which is dependent on South Kurdistan. So the authorities in South Kurdistan should depend on their own people, should depend on the abilities of their own people. They should not depend on the Turkish fascist regime and AKP, MHP fascist rule. In South Kurdistan, we have all elements of a sustainable economy. we have water, we have soil, we have the sun, we have the human power, and only if the authorities depend on their own people and have self-confidence, South Kurdistan can be economically and politically independent of Turkey's rule.
With its continuous military operations, Turkey is trying to find a military solution to the political problem that the Kurdish issue is. I know the PKK has since long advocated a political solution via genuine, serious negotiations. Do you still advocate this? Do you still think negotiations are possible with this government?
Since it has come to power, we have been waging a lot of efforts to work out a democratic political solution to the Kurdish question with this government. And to this end, we have declared many unilateral ceasefires. But the AKP government and Erdogan have abused these opportunities to cement their own fascist rule over Turkey and to undo all the democratic gains of the peoples of Turkey, particularly the democratic gains of the Kurdish people, and as opportunities to eliminate the Kurdish freedom movement while conducting many plots. The AKP and Erdogan have abused these opportunities to eliminate all the democratic institutions in Turkey and to undo all the democratic law. So, at present time, there is no possibility that there is no possibility for democratization in Turkey with this government in rule. And the only way to achieve democratization is to defeat the AKP-MHP, the Erdogan-Bakhçeli fascist rule, both within Turkey and abroad.
These are my questions for now, Zagros. Thank you so much for taking the time to answer them.